Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on January 11th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
All right, I'm your host, Joe Terry, and we are just so thrilled that you're with us today. We are on Facebook, and you can find out all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe.
A little tentative.
Year. Yeah, it's a new year.
New We've strategy.
Got, new strategies, new tech issues.
So this is
our first time working with the new Blog Talk Radio system. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes. Well, they say it's going to be stable from now on, so we'll see. But
okay, I just have one technical question. I have one technical question for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the board. Is there a mute button on this board?
Do I
have to go back? Do I have to go back to Skype and use that mute button?
Well, hold on a moment. Let's see if there is a mute button. You'll see. I'm going to try to mute myself and then make a noise. Okay. So.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to count to three, but the last three is going to be muted. So one,
okay.
Two.
Okay, I guess that worked. Okay.
No, it didn't work for me.
Oh, it worked for me. I didn't hear you. Okay, did you do it again? I guess you did it again,
Did you hear me say?
No. And I saw what you did. You went to the headset.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to know. You know, so if I have to cough or sneeze or something, nobody has to listen to me.
Yeah. We have a mute button. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, everybody. No. Just getting the tech issues out of the way.
Well, I'm so pleased to have you with us, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me. It's so great to be part of such a fancy show with mute buttons and everything.
Bobby, Blog Talk Radio is so funny. For years, we had no problem. Everything's working well, but every once in a while, they throw a wrench in it. And last week, we recorded a show. It was a great show. Unfortunately, nobody's going to get to hear it because Blog Talk Radio didn't record it for some reason. So anyway, shall I tell everybody about our guest, Bobby, since you already introduced him, Joe?
Please.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a returning guest this morning, Bobby Christian. Bobby is the tourism brand manager for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. His background is in content creation and digital strategy. He's worked with nearly 30 travel brands and destinations, including National Geographic. Bobby is also a founding member of Vagabond3.com. Now, this morning, Bobby's going to bring us up to speed on, you know, what's going on in Redondo Beach for 2017. So welcome back to the program, Bobby.
Thanks, and thanks for that intro. That was one of the best intros I've ever had. So obviously I didn't write it. That was really good. Thank you so much.
We talk often. We've talked often for how long has it been, Bobby, that you've been calling in to the South Bay Show in the last 15 minutes for the Redondo Beach Chamber?
I think it's been a year now. A year and a half.
I think it's been at least two years. You're right.
Wait a minute.
We started working with the Redondo Beach Chamber. It was in July. I remember that.
So it wasn't
last July.
Oh, wow.
It's been at least a year and a half. It might be 2.5 years. I'll have to go back and look at our episodes and see when it started.
Well,
it's been a while.
They all blur together.
Well, it's been well over a year, and I have to tell you, Bobby, there is kind of a cult following of people waiting for the Bobby Christian Hour, because they know it's coming, and they want the official word from the Redondo Beach Chamber, and now we get a whole hour to talk to you about, you know, what's going on with the chamber, what all the happenings. We should do this regularly, actually. Don't you think, Jackie?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, a regularly scheduled chamber show on Wednesdays where we talk, you know, from the perspective of the chamber for the whole hour. I think that makes sense.
Well,
that's interesting.
I like that we're doing it at the beginning of the year. You know, because Mara Santos over at the chamber last week or the week before, whatever, we were talking, and I said, hey, can we get somebody on from the chamber to talk about, you know, the upcoming year? You know, I said, you know, Marna or maybe the mayor or, you know, somebody to give us an overview of, you know, what we can look forward to in 2017. And here we are. Bobby's here because he's the man that knows.
Right. And just, representing all things new, it's 2017. Ladies and germs, you should be calling in and asking questions along the way. That's what this show has always been about. We've had some great shows and we've had some great guests, but it's really about you, the South Bay, and we'd love for you to call in and ask questions. Bobby Christian is obviously employed by the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, and he's a spokesman for the chamber. We'd love for you to ask questions. 714-242-5288, our call-in number. We're going to be here for an hour, and we want to talk. 714-242-5288. So, Bobby, my first question really is, you know, when you started with the chamber, how much experience had you had with local brand management and local chambers of commerce?
I've had a bit of experience, but nothing of great length. It was always like stunts, or I'd be brought in to boost social media for a week or two, or I'd work with a brand for a month. Or 2 months, something like that. That's what attracted me to the position was the possibility to grow and see long-term strategy develop and see how things play out over a year or 2 years. And so that's been the most exciting thing for me is to really see how things work differently when you're looking at a much longer timeline. That's kind of where I started, and it's been really exciting. It's had its own unique challenges, and I still work with other brands while working with the chamber. It's so interesting now to go to those other brands and see how what I did before fits in with what they're doing, and how what the chamber's doing, what Visit Redondo are doing, compared to what other communities see as important, or what they see as driving traffic. So
Right. And in passing, we often talk about RedondoBeachWeddings.org, RedondoBeachWeddings.org. But I have to tell you, Bobby, just in the fullness of 2017 going forward, and I've told you something like this before, but I have to say, you know, for you, Bobby, Christian, and for the Redondo Beach Chamber, I find RedondoBeachWeddings.org to be one of the most brilliant and innovative activities of a local chamber I've ever either seen or heard about. This should be national news, international news. Local business organizations should be following this model, you know, 10,000 times over. It's amazing.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. I know that you've been a fan for a while, and I know that back in June and July when we were doing these shows, I kept teasing other things that were coming on the website. To be honest, we've been working on it a lot, and we have gotten national attention. Our PR company that we work with was contacted by the I think it's a Good Morning America show. They're interested in featuring this package that we were developing for doing weddings in Redondo Beach. So we are getting a lot of attention. I'm really excited. I had a long call last week discussing the future of what we're going to be doing with that website over the next year, engaging more with the members, engaging more with the community. We've always had pretty solid traffic being driven to it. And we've done some great ads with Brides Magazine and The Knot. And so I'm really excited about some of these things that we have coming up. And it looks like I won't just be teasing them for much longer, that we're actually going to start seeing these things come to fruition, which is new blog posts, new topics, new engagement. We're still developing this this wedding press trip. It's going to be really, really exciting. It's been a long time coming down the funnel. I thought it was going to be a shorter funnel, but it looks like the end is near, and it's going to be really great for the website.
Now, did you say wedding press trip, T-R-I-P?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I think they're it's not – it's a really non-traditional press trip. It's not even a fam at this point. It's a unique individual wedding experience for the press.
What? Where do you guys come up with these ideas? That's brilliant.
We've got a really, really talented press team, PR team that works with us quick, is really talented. And I mean, as this meeting that I had this last week was with a third party, discussing some of the future, and I don't want to toot our own horn, and I don't want it to come off like that, but I just keep hearing from third parties and other chambers that we're a really forward-thinking, innovative body as a whole. And so I think part of it is just, like, we're in the right place to collide and take advantage of new strategies and new ideas, and we're not afraid to go after them. So.
I know I say this often, but, Jackie, haven't we been saying this for months and months and years that the Redondo Beach Chamber is uniquely gifted by their concern for their members and the community, and that translates into these creative ideas. What is that about, Jackie?
They think outside the box, which, you know, most chambers don't. You know, most chambers are still stuck in that 1950s mindset, you know, good old boy club, you buy cars from my dealership, I'll advertise with your thing. You know what I mean? No, seriously, most chambers are still in there, you know, and the Redondo Chamber, they just think outside the box. You know what this reminds me of a little bit? It's kind of an analogy, what you were just saying about RedondoWeddings.org, about how this should and probably will go national, is, you know the new chief for the Redondo Beach PD, Keith Kaufman?
Mm.
He was with Hawthorne. He was with the Hawthorne PD for a long time. He came up with the idea of coffee with a cop, all right, several years ago. And the local police departments, you know, picked up on it here and there. They started doing their own coffee with a cop. Well, just this last year, it went national.
Hmm.
It went national. That program that was started in Hawthorne went national because it was such
right.
a great idea. And
right.
oh, wow.
RedondoWeddings.org is a natural for that. It's a natural to go national, you know.
Right.
You know,
right.
obviously, you know, chambers that aren't that are still stuck in an old format won't pick up on it as quickly as those that are more open to it. You know what I mean? And not only that, you know, Southern California, you know, what did they say? Where California goes, so goes the world. As California goes, so goes the world. We're generally in new ideas and stuff. So, yeah, I easily see it going national. I mean, Bobby, there must be some sort of – I know that there's the South Bay Association of Chambers, but there must be a national organization for chambers of commerce that I don't know, you guys must go to a big convention once a year or something, and you know, somebody from the chamber has to get up and talk about this. You know, yeah, I absolutely see it going national.
There is a national board. I know Marna's gone the last couple of years to some big chamber conference. It's around this time of year, I think, actually. And yeah, so it's really exciting for her to be able to go and talk about the things that we're doing and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
you know, best practices, you know, share them with everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would imagine that there are other chambers that are coming up with their own unique ideas on how to better help their members, you know, and business in their community and economic vitality and all that stuff. And yeah, we have established this is a great, great thing.
Oh, my God. Now, Bobby, just tell us, I mean, some of the other things that, you know, during your tenure, I guess you've really been really, really, really happy because you had a child. Obviously, the Redondo Beach Chamber has been very good to you.
I'm doing so well. I'm just knocking my wife up. Things are going so well here. I've had a child. She's doing great. Things have been going great. Honestly, the last it's been exciting to work with Redondo and see it develop. We've come so far, I feel. I've been doing all these wrap-up reports lately for the last, like, 2 or 3 years to try and get us on track to see what we're doing going into 2017. And we've really come so far. I mean, if you think about the Lobster Festival, it has a completely new look and feel than it did 3 years ago. The Redondo Beach 10K, the Super Bowl 10K, has a new racetrack than it did 3 years ago. I mean, really, we really started renovating all the stuff. The website has a complete. The Visit Redondo website has a totally new look and feel. So it's exciting to see. It's exciting to look back and see what all has happened and know that if that much has happened in 2 years, so much more can happen this year.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's still talking about RedondoWeddings.org. You know, I don't know. Maybe you do, and you're not going to tell us. But I don't know of any other event, for lack of a better word, a wedding event, that you could take this. Because the first thing I thought of, this is such a great idea for weddings. What else can you apply it to? And I just don't know that there is really any other – what would you call it, Bobby? Any other
– A niche? Like a niche?
Niche, Malou, whatever. What would you call it? Any other
– Ooh, I call it a Malou.
A topic, any other – a Malou. Yeah, I don't know if
you mean,
there's any other – what?
Milieu?
Milieu. It's French.
Milieu.
It's French.
Yeah.
I don't have an accent, so it comes out Malou. Okay. but you think, you know, you take this and you could apply this concept of bringing everything under one umbrella to do it for other, again, subjects, topics, Malou, whatever.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's any other thing that would fit.
Well, you
this.
Know. One thing that we're really looking at hard this coming year is to address for Visit Redondo is to address business travel in Redondo Beach. We have some hotels that are specifically situated best for business travel, especially drawing in from LAX and local travel, but also from downtown. And so the last, I don't know, since November, I've been working on a strategy to hone in on how to build the best landing page, the best funnel for business travel once we drive them to our site or reallocate them from our site. And I thought about building a separate site. I really think that weddings are one of the best things to have their own independent site. When it gets into business, then I think people are looking for something different in the site. And so I guess that'd be the only thing I think they could have its own separate entity would be like a different business brand. But I'm not sure if people going to that website would really be interested in staying on that for very long, as much as they just want to get to the booking or they want to get the information and
right.
get going.
Right. Yeah. I think the whole wedding thing is very unique. Yeah. Anyway,
well,
on to the next topic.
You know, yeah, it reminds me, Jackie, of course, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and quinceañeras. I was with a Mark Gold, a famous wedding videographer from San Pedro. Mark Gold, 24-karat gold or 24KT gold. .com, I think, but Mark is so good, and of course he focuses on weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras, and these kinds of cultural landmarks in a person's life. Certainly, a quinceañera is when a girl in many Hispanic cultures, when a girl turns 15,
right,
she has a quinceañera.
It's the equivalent of the sweet 60.
Yeah. And it's a huge, I mean, this is, I've been to some quinceañeras that are just blowout parties. I mean, they're as a matter of fact, one guy told me that his daughter's quinceañera was much more expensive than his wife, you know, his wedding with his wife.
Yeah.
Because she wanted all these things. And so these are exciting topics.
As are bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs. Yeah, they're like wedding. And I would imagine, Bobby, I would imagine that they could use the RedondoWeddings.org site because they could get a lot of the stuff that they need from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All our vendors, I mean, it's a wedding site, but we drive traffic from Visit Redondo as like a group site. So, yeah, the same venues are going to be available. A lot of the venues are, like you said, used for bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras. The same vendors are going to be there. I mean, one of the cooler vendors, I think, actually on wedding on RedondoWeddings.org is there's a ukulele player, and how cool is that? But that'd be fantastic for any kind of younger event or like larger event. So
a ukulele rock star.
I'm guessing you're talking about Jack Tracy, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yep, everybody knows Jack. Everybody knows Jack.
So here we are now. What are some of the highlights for 2017 that you're looking forward to, Bobby, and that's being talked about around the office? Give us kind of a running calendar.
Well, we've got so much coming up on both sides of things. We have so much coming up for visitors and the Visitors Bureau, and then we also have, obviously, the big events for the community and chamber side of things. I guess the first thing coming up would be for the Visitors Bureau with Restaurant Week. Restaurant Week kicks off on the 13th. It's Restaurant Week stretched into 2 weeks. We've got a bunch of restaurants joining us again this year. It's one of our most successful things from last year. And this year, over half the restaurants are actually Blue Zones restaurants. So we like to say we're the healthiest Restaurant Week in California.
Wow.
Now, Bobby, I got to ask you, is Restaurant Week, are you talking about Dine LA, or is Restaurant Week separate from Dine LA? Is it a Redondo Beach thing?
It's Dine Redondo.
Dine Redondo. Is it the same week as Restaurant Week?
I believe there's some overlapping weeks. So we do it with Visit California, which LA does as well. And so we have the Visit California's restaurant month, technically. And so we're 13th through the 27th. There's some overlapping dates, but I think Dine LA starts a little earlier.
Yes, yeah. All right. Because a lot of the restaurants in the South Bay take part in Dine LA, right?
It's the exact same week. It's the 13th to the 27th. So, yes, it's the same week.
Okay, all right.
A lot of restaurants in the South Bay participate in Dine LA. I think it all kind of falls in the same umbrella. It's all Visit California's Dine restaurant month that all
right.
the different cities get involved with. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's coming up. That's coming up this month. Next week. Next week, right?
Next week.
Next
yeah,
week.
It starts this Friday, actually.
I love
restaurants.
That's right. Yeah, we all do. Can you give us some of the restaurants that are going to be participating?
Can I? I am so excited about this event because of the number of restaurants we have coming together. Probably most notably for me is the new Shade Hotels restaurant, Sea Level, is participating. So this is a great way for people to taste the food for the first time if they haven't made it over there yet. Abbas Kitchen is doing a really great wrap-up event at the end of the restaurant week. Thing. They're doing a whole kickoff party, this type of stuff. And Abbas Kitchen has a whole new look and feel, so I'm really excited about that. They're one of the most active members with us, so I just love Abbas Kitchen. Polly's on the Pier, the Slip Barn Eatery. Then in Riviera Village, we have Betalino Kitchen, Bottle Inn, Locale 90, Hosteria Privé, Orlando's, Turquoise, Dominique's, and then for Quick Serve even, we have Jersey Mike's and Saks on the Beach are both participating, and the Hermosa Beach Fish Shop as well. Over half
Anna.
Those restaurants are Blue Zones restaurants, so it's super healthy restaurant week.
I'm going to give you a lesson in Italian pronunciation, Bobby. Osteria Piave.
Guys, I'm sorry. I got an Alexa for Christmas, and she'll just be like, oh yeah, that sounds like my name. I should just start talking now. I apologize.
Osteria Piave. Yes, Angelo is the proprietor down there. He's great. Osteria Piave. You don't pronounce the H. Osteria Piave.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
excellent food. They specialize in Venetian lagoon cuisine. You know, Venice and
really?
Italy. You know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's fabulous, yeah. Oh,
that's
good
awesome. Okay. So we have that coming up. and then right after that is the Redondo Beach 10K. That's going to be on February 5th this year. So I think literally a week after restaurant weekends is the 10K. And that's one of our big signature events.
Did you plan it that way?
Yeah, we sat down and we're like, how close can we get to the 10K before we have to call it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, we also have to mention that restaurant week is actually 2 weeks, which, yeah, somebody has to figure that out. So it's actually 2 weeks. So eat your heart out for 2 weeks, and then everybody has to run in the 10K.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and also, if you've spent 2 weeks eating your heart out, you probably want to come to the Health Expo that starts the day before the Redondo Beach 10K. Last year there was I don't know if you guys went last year, but there's a pick your own garden type situation. They had all these fresh fruits and vegetables laid out in this really cool garden setting, and you got to pick whatever you wanted to eat. And I thought that was really cool.
Oh, I didn't see that. I missed that. That is cool.
Yeah. They did some really interesting things last year. For instance, I got told that I need to wear more sunscreen because I had a skin test while I was there. So a little bit of everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
Health Expo. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that runs for what? 2 days?
Well,
the day before
the
day of.
It's the day before the day of. Yeah. And so it's a great, if you haven't signed up yet, the day before you can go up and sign up and do the Health Expo then, or you can go pick your packet up early at the Health Expo. And it's free,
right.
So fun.
And that Super Bowl 10K is a big event each year. That's a big event.
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's so. I mean, it's so. It's the line starts at like the, I think the line last year started at the corner right by the Crown Plaza and stretched all the way back almost to Captain Kidd. It was huge.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, it's the first big running event of the year, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and after the holidays and after restaurant week, everybody's like, okay, let's get back on track.
It's not only that, it's also just so much fun. Like with the costumes, people went all out last year for the costumes. I saw a full Star Wars fleet running down the roadway. So it's really, I mean, it's a really cool event.
I've seen those stormtroopers. There's a group of them that show up at every event in the South Bay. A whole group of stormtroopers. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we've all seen them. Yeah, they're great. All right. Okay, so we have an opportunity. We're starting off the year with eating some great healthy food, as you said. Most of them are Blue Zones restaurants. And as you know, after you eat your full, you can go to the Redondo Beach Super Bowl 10K. And then, of course, after the 10K, you go home and watch the game and eat your heart out some more.
But you feel better about it because you just ran 10 kilometers.
Yes.
I think 10 kilometers is roughly 400 miles, so you should feel really, really good at the end of it.
10K, technically, what is it, 6.2 miles, right?
I mean, technically, but I mean, it feels like it should be more like 400. I multiply everything. So we're not only, with the chamber, we're not only getting you fat and then fit, we're also taking advantage of this time of year to really get people on track with their business plans and also what they're doing with their business new in the new year. Everyone makes these huge resolutions every year about what their life is going to be like, and so we like to help out when we can. We've got some great networking events and cafes coming up in January. On Thursday, January 12th, which is tomorrow, we have a network cafe. We have a speed networking event next week. We have a new member orientation the week after that and a mixer. I'll go into like specifics about all of them, but I just kind of want to lay it out there that in this first month, we're having four huge events for our members to mix and mingle and also to strategize a little bit about the coming year. I know for me personally, December is usually one of those times of the year when I sit down and really start thinking about what worked out last year and where I want to go in the next year. And when I get into January, I really need some signposts or like some people to bounce ideas off of. It's a great way to do that. So the first event would be the networking cafe. It's going to be tomorrow at Orlando's Pizzeria. And Jackie, I'm going to mispronounce this one too. Orlando's Pizzeria. Wow, I was going to be way off. So Orlando's Pizzeria and
Birreria.
I think you're just making up for mispronouncing milieu in the very beginning.
No.
You're killing these words. So that's going to be tomorrow. It's a lunchtime network cafe, so 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orlando's. And there's special member pricing, so check that out online. And, again, I'm going to say this at the end.
Bobby, did you say Orlando's 11:30 to sometime?
Yes, one.
So they're opening specially for this, because don't they only open at like 4 p.m. normally?
You know, when I was last at Orlando's, the only time I've been to Orlando's, I was recording another radio show, so it was open for lunch that day. So I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure.
I think it's only open
great
for
dinner.
It is a special opening. I love it.
Oh, cool. Special opening tomorrow for Network Cafe.
That's cool.
It's going to be real limited just to people participating. That's going to be great. You know how going to those restaurants is sometimes. You just have a big event, and then there's a lot of people that are just there eating, and you feel like you're interrupting them.
Yeah.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Well, Orlando's is great. Love the food at Orlando's. Fabulous, fabulous food. And Bobby, if you're going to go, you got to RSVP, right?
Yes, you do need to RSVP. That's what I was about to say. With all these events, you need to RSVP. There's special member pricing, so you're going to get a deal on that. But we're always here at the Chamber. You can contact us via email or via phone. I'll go over the phone number and everything at the end, but we're always here. Cheryl and Nancy are going to be more than willing to help you with any of your needs. So feel free to call us. So that's tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, so the 18th, we have a speed networking event. And that speed networking event is going to be at the Women's Club of Redondo Beach, and that is a morning event. That's from 7:45 to 9:30 a.m. at the Women's Club of Redondo Beach. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Get your day kicked off right. What we've been saying about it is get your day to a great start. Join us in for a morning of speed networking. We'll start with coffee and breakfast, and then we'll let the speed networking begin. Just remember to bring your business cards. I know I've been to a few of these things, and people run out of business cards, and then you always have to do that awkward thing of, oh, yeah, just give me yours, and then I'll call you or I'll write you an email when I get back in the office. And then that becomes like 3 days when you don't write the person and you sit down and write the email and you have to figure out how to say, hey, you remember me?
Yep.
So it's always great to have more than enough business cards at these events.
Yeah, and that, I love this format. I love the format of the speed networking. It's like the speed dating, you know, where you have only so much time to do your, you know, your 30-second elevator speech, pass out your card, and move on to the next person. I think it's very, very efficient. Very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that brings us to our last event, our set of events of the month, which is a mixer at Silverado, which is which follows a new member orientation at the same place. So we have a mixer and a new member orientation. The mixer is going to be at Silverado, which it's been a while since I've been there. It's delicious. So join us for our first mixer of the year. It's our first mixer of the year, and it's going to be at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I thought Silverado was a Mexican restaurant. It's not. It's Silverado Memory Care Community.
Yes.
I mixed up my
You're thinking of some
delicious
Mexican restaurant. It's no, Silverado, Home Care or something like that. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's 8:40. It's about time to eat a breakfast burrito. That's what I'm thinking. So Silverado Memory Care Communities, do not go expecting to eat dinner. It's going to be the first mixer of the year. It's going to be fantastic. And that, again, has special member pricing. So make sure you contact Cheryl or Nancy and get your tickets in advance.
Yeah, it's a nice facility over there. They have that nice facility. They've got a nice patio over there and stuff. So, and that's, as you mentioned, the mixer is right after the new member orientation. So if you're a new member of the Chamber, you get to meet all the players.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
Wonderful.
And
so
I was just going to say the number real quick. For questions, feel free to call us at 310-376-6911. Again, the Chamber number is 310-376-6911.
Okay. And I just want to remind everyone, Bobby, that you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking with Bobby Christian of the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau about all things 2017. What's happening with the Chamber in 2017? And we'd love to have your comment or question. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And you know, Jackie, we were talking at the top of the show about technology and Blog Talk Radio. I'm now engaged with the board more, and I realize when we have a caller come in, I can actually go and screen the caller and find out their name and what they want to ask before we bring them on the air. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Instead of the big surprise.
Yeah. So
okay.
I'm going to have to
good
try
to know.
That. See. Yeah.
I'll eventually have to figure that out, but you can take care of it for now.
Okay. Well, we're thrilled about the new year, Bobby. 2017 is going to be a great year for us. Jackie and I have big plans for 2017. bringing the South Bay Show to a location near you. We're going to do more live events.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Right, Jackie?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We have all of our new broadcasting equipment, and used it for the first time at the.
Mute button.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We don't know how to use it yet, but we do have one. But we used it for the first time at the King Harbor Holiday Boat Parade last year, and boy, did it work great! We're very excited about it. So we're going to be. Going on location now for events, grand openings, some of the local restaurants, and we're going to be doing live podcasts on location. So everybody should keep that in mind.
That is so cool, guys. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited about the possibility of doing one of these live at a coffee shop at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I think it's a natural evolution. I mean, you see lots and lots of sort of tentative toes in the water from major news organizations. Jackie and I have noted, and many people out there probably have noted, that, you know, major news organizations, CBS, NBC, ABC, are now using Facebook Live to be able to get to the scene of a fill-in-the-blank, whether it's an accident or another event that they're trying to get to that event. The technology is in the air. It's all around us. And so they're using these technologies. We're going to be using these technologies, and we're excited.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you guys. What a big 2017.
Oh,
yeah. Whew,
big. Monumental.
Well, I don't want to miss out on the chance to talk about one of our big events that we do have coming up that's a month off, so it's a little bit in the future, is the State of the City. It's going to be on February 24th this year, and it's such an exciting event. The mayor is going to be there. He introduces a lot of the things that are coming up. It's a really great event to come to, especially if you're invested in the business community of Redondo Beach, kind of a who's who. And it's early. It's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Crown Plaza again. But it is a great event, and we're so excited that it's happening. And we're so excited to be a part of it again this year.
Awesome.
I went to it last year. And Joe,
yeah.
I think every single person that has ever been on this podcast was there.
Yes.
Really? No, really. Funny because I'm walking around the room and I'm seeing people that I recognize, you know, because most of the people that we have on the show, we don't know. You know, we get a headshot, but we don't, you know, we don't necessarily know them. We've never met. And I was in the Crown Plaza, the big ballroom, and walking around, and I'm seeing people. I'm like, oh, that's Corey Moore. Oh, that's this one. And I went up and I introduced myself to a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great event.
Yeah.
It's a great event.
Now, what day of the week is that event?
That's going to be
Bobby.
Friday, so you can
it's
get up
be
early
a Friday.
And then sleep in all the next day.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, just
very...
for us, we have to do our radio show, so yeah, we can't go this year.
Yeah, for another
right.
chamber,
oh, bummer.
Like another network, yeah.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
guys. I don't know how I feel about this. I thought we had something special. I didn't know you guys were just in any chamber. I thought you were just with Redondo. Well, I'm glad we have you on Wednesdays.
Well,
I feel like Wednesdays is a great day to have you guys.
Wednesdays, that's a special day. That's a special day.
It is for me. What is Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
It's really
so, yeah,
good. Thank you. It's we've got a plan. We've got a. Execute on that, but we're excited, and of course the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau has a plan. You know, Bobby, it's been so fantastic working with you. You have brought so much energy and creativity to the chamber. This year is going to be one of those years where everything's in place. The chamber is firing on all cylinders. The members are getting a huge value. Now we just have to get those, what would you say, you know, 40% of the chamber members that never go to a meeting or never go to a function. We got to get them out and doing something.
Yeah, I spoke early in the program about a meeting I had last week that was a pretty long meeting about a bunch of different things, including the wedding website. And that's one of the big keystones of the meeting, or big talking points of the meeting, was engaging with the members that see the chamber as valuable enough to be a part of it, but either are too busy or don't know how to fully engage with the chamber and become an active member. Making sure mm-hmm. that they're participating, making sure that – I think that's going to be one of the big focal points for this year for everybody, is to make sure that the people that are members are really taking advantage of things. We're connecting with all the members, and we're providing services for everybody, not just the people that are the most excited to be a part of the chamber or have the most time to be a part of the chamber. So – that's something I'd really like to see develop this year. I mean, if I had one Christmas wish, that would be it. I don't know if you can make a Christmas wish in January. I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
I like it.
You that reminds me, Bobby, of you know, the business owner is very busy, very harried, and his business is going down, and he brings in a consultant, very expensive consultant, And he says, I don't know why I'm paying you, but my business is going down. I need some help. And so the consultant says, well, what do you do for marketing? And the business owner says, I'm too busy for marketing. Well, how do you, thank your customers? How do you engage with your customers and thank them for doing business with you? I'm too busy to meet with those guys. I don't even like my customers. Oh, well, your business. So, I mean,
here's one guy.
Thing.
Here's one guy. That's one guy that shouldn't be in business, right?
Yeah,
right. But I mean, have you ever met anyone like that? I mean, that's the canonical, you know, silly story. But a business owner who thinks they're too busy to do all that foo-foo marketing, too busy to create a website, too busy to engage with the chamber. That's just a recipe for failure.
I think it's just a different world. I was consulting with another business the other day that they have one store here in LA and one in Mexico, and they just got a bunch of funding, and so they're trying to get the LA store to take off, and they got a bunch of funding for their Mexico division. And so their partners were like, what we need to do is we need to open 4 or 5 more shops in Mexico. We need to have one on like every corner. It's going to be great. That's what we can do with the money. And then the person that I was talking with here, like, she was like, the thing is we really need to put this money into marketing. You can have as many storefronts as you want, but if your name, if you don't have any recognition, people see you, people don't come in, you're not going to move enough product.
No.
I don't know. I heard a few years ago that now you need to be starting thinking about marketing as soon as you have your idea and start moving forward with your idea for a business. You need to be thinking about marketing. You need to be thinking about a way to get your name out there. I think they're a member, and I'm just really impressed with what they've done. I think Soapsuse is a great example of that. She's a local Redondo Beach businesswoman. Has a really, really cool, unique product, and she does a great job getting the visuals of her product out and engaging with the, you just got to do that. I mean, that's the most important thing.
It is.
Agreed. Soapsy is a great example, and partnering with other companies and not trying to do it all yourself.
Right. Everyone thinks that they have to have the answer to everything, or that they have to be able to do the social media and make the sandwich and run the billing. And it's like you've got to be at a point where you can let some of that go. And it can be expensive to let that go, and it can be scary to let some of that go. But I certainly can't do everything. I'm told that like every day. So.
Right. Even though you try.
Even though I do try very hard, but I cannot do everything.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's obviously the chamber has tremendous amounts of energy. So what do you want to leave, Bobby, with people who hear this podcast and they think, okay, 2017, it's still early January, I've made my resolutions. One of my resolutions is to get involved with the chamber and to utilize the resources of the chamber to increase my business and better my business. What would you say that they should do? What's their to-do list?
Well, first of all, I'd say the network events and the cafes and everything that we outlined that are happening starting tomorrow and next Wednesday are a great way to engage. But I want to go back to something that you said earlier, Joe, that you said that the people that engaging with the people that aren't active in the chamber but are a part of the chamber, come to the meeting. Come to the meetings. If you're a tourism-facing company at all, like I said, a Basque Kitchen is a really active member. They come to all the tourism meetings. Come to the meetings. Like, if you have ideas, and everyone does, bring your ideas. Let's engage with your company in a unique way. Let's figure out a new strategy to bring people to your door. We're here for you. Engage with the chamber. Give us a call. Come in. Don't be timid or think that your problem is too small for us or we only deal with like overall big picture umbrella ideas. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your idea is. I want to figure out how to put people in your shop. Because honestly, like a rising tide raises all ships, right?
Do you have people? Do you have people come to you and say, or the chamber, and say, "Oh, well, I have some issues that I'd like to talk about, but they're so small. Can you put them on the calendar for 2018?" Do people do that?
No.
They come and say, "You know, I know you guys are too busy to talk to me, but I've got these issues."
You know, no one's come in to me quite and said that, but what has happened is people have small issues and then they just let them fester for 3 or 4 months, 5 months. And then what I hear is like the end result of being frustrated by something for 5 months. It's like, well, come in. I mean, I would love to have heard about this in the very, very beginning. We can definitely adjust things. We can change things. I think everyone's like this. Everyone has great ideas. We don't always have the ability to access them because we're not thinking down that stream. So if you come in with your problems, someone's going to have an idea that kicking around in their head somewhere that they're not able to voice right now or don't think about, and it's going to come right out as soon as you present your idea.
Right.
And that's just group
right.
Theory, I think.
You know, Bobby, I got to tell you something. Last year, I'm not going to name names, but a new restaurant opened last year, and they joined the chamber, and the chamber had a mixer there. And it was not food that I would normally say, oh, I want to go try that. You know, it was a certain type of food, ethnic food. And I went to the mixer, and the food was phenomenal. All right? The food was so phenomenal that the next week I went back for lunch. You know, I mean, it was so good. And unfortunately, I went over there a couple of months ago to have lunch, and it was closed. And I thought, oh, maybe they're not open for lunch anymore. And then I found out they closed for good. The business shut down. And it was so – I was so upset. I was so frustrated because the food was absolutely delicious. And obviously, they weren't doing something right because they weren't getting the business in. And I hate to see that happen. I hate to see that happen. And the chamber can help so much. And obviously, they didn't reach out. They didn't reach out for help.
Right.
You know, that makes me think
right.
of – I had a conversation with Chris Hadnales, the guy who runs Sax on the Beach. And he said when he started, no one was coming into his restaurant. And he'd go home at night, and he got real frustrated for the first couple of days, I think. And then he'd go home at night, and his wife would be like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to concentrate on how to sell one more sandwich tomorrow. And just by thinking about that every night, thinking, how can I sell one more sandwich tomorrow? Not thinking like overall, he's developed this amazing shop that serves delicious food for breakfast and lunch. And that probably would have been an amazing resource if they engaged more with the chamber, if they came to meetings, like just to pick his brain. There's so many unique business people in the chamber not even like volunteers, the leadership, Redondo, all that sort of stuff. But it's a great resource to take advantage of. People just have to see it as important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. It's very important. And there's all sorts of expertise and help out there through the chamber. A lot of incredible individuals that are happy to help
mm-hmm.
out with
mm-hmm.
your business. So, yeah, you can't say more than that, right?
No.
Well, we could. We could. We have five more minutes, so we should.
Well, the story that you told, Jackie, is just it just chills me to the bone. The idea of a business failing in silence, you know, the business
yeah.
owner kind of cowered in the back thinking every day, is this the day that I won't be able to pay my rent? Is this the day I won't be able to pay for electricity or whatever because the business is failing? I went through that. The reasons are many, but I went through that with a business called Penny RX of Canada, a business to facilitate the purchase of prescription drugs from Canada. It was a retail storefront in Redondo, and I just wasn't. It wasn't just me. It was a lot of businesses like that failed around the country because of the regulatory environment. But the key is. It's a lonely place. Lonely.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing when you've got a great product and you just can't get it out there. But yeah, that's where the chamber comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the
mm-hmm.
chamber comes in. Yes.
I do want to say I don't know what restaurant you're talking about, so it maybe there are some completely different circumstances surrounding it that I'm not aware of. So. But yeah, in most cases, the chamber is a great resource for people if they're looking for it. But
yeah,
what
right.
I want to do in 2017 yes. is I want to be the resource that you don't have to look for, that we connect with you even if you're not looking for it. I think that's the next move.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're thrilled to have you, Bobby Christian, on the show as always. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you guys. I mean, like I said, I can't wait to see you guys on location. That's so exciting. I'm so excited for your upcoming year. I'm not so excited to hear that you're working with other chambers behind my back. I mean, I feel like a little bit about the boyfriend that just found his girl at the date on the dance. But
well, Bobby, it is called the South Bay Show. We are, you know, we encompass the entire South Bay. So we work with a lot of different people and. We're happy to spread the love. Now, give us chamber contact info, location, website. Give us all that good information so people know how to find you.
All right. So you can contact the chamber directly via phone at 310-376-6911. Again, the chamber number is 310-376-6911. For chamber business, you're going to want to talk to Nancy or Cheryl. And for Visitors Bureau business, you're going to want to talk to Karen Cartunian. They're the best contacts as far as that goes. Mara Santos is also in the office, and you can be directed to her as well if your special needs necessitates her. You can reach us via online at redondochamber.org. You can find out about the Visitor Center happenings and the events in the city at visitredondo.com. As we spoke earlier, there's also the wedding website, redondobeachweddings.org. But the main one you're going to want to check out for businesses is redondochamber.org. That has all your information about upcoming events, including the network cafes and the mixers. And you can always email us at redondochamber.org, visit redondo at redondochamber.org. And there you go. That's the best way to contact us and get your year kicked off. 100%.
Excellent.
Sounds
excellent.
Good.
Excellent. Fantastic. And of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And tomorrow is who are we having on tomorrow, Jackie?
Who are we? It's me. You're off tomorrow.
Well, oh, that's right. It's Thursday. Yes, I'm
that's right. Yeah, I am going to have Chelsea Hogan from the El Segundo Museum of Art on as my guest to talk about Drawn to You. It's a dating event.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love Chelsea and I love Esmoa, and I'm gonna miss that. I'm sad now.
You can listen to it later.
All right. Well, everybody, please tune in. It's going to be exciting, even though I'm not going to be there. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Fantastic. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.